KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, it's clear to partly cloudy here in Atlantic, 33 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, the gates to Sunnyside Park here in Atlantic will be open today beginning at 4 p.m. Atlantic Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring advises motorists to use great caution as they drive through the park due to the gravel and debris on the streets. Herring says that the tennis courts are open as well and ready to be used by the public for tennis only. And he says motorists should be alert to the presence of walkers, joggers, disc golf players, and children at play. Herring hopes that you will enjoy and respect the parks and their property because they're there for everyone to enjoy. Authorities in southwest and western Iowa are searching for a couple from Prescott who allegedly abducted their 14-year-old son Tuesday from a foster care facility in Council Bluffs. 47-year-old Carolyn Cook and 55-year-old James Stroman went to visit Cook's 14-year-old son Dakota, who was living at Children's Square USA, a foster care unit in Council Bluffs. Dakota had been removed from Cook's care by the DHS. Cook also had her 14-year-old daughter Cheyenne with them during the visit, who still lives with her mother. Cook and Stroman were allowed to visit Dakota at 7:15 a.m. Tuesday and were supposed to return him by 8:30, but they never did so. Authorities in Adams and Pottawatomie County are looking at surveillance video from Children's Square USA, Walmart, and gas stations because they're not sure what model and color of the vehicle the couple is driving. They also don't have a license plate number. Both law enforcement agencies are asking the public to be watchful for the couple and their teens. Their pictures can be found on this same story under the news page at KJAN.com. And while they don't believe the teens are in danger, authorities are concerned because they claim the couple isn't fit to care for them. The city of Red Oak and a company connected to the outgoing chairman of the Nebraska Republican Party have reached a settlement in a dispute over a now demolished church the company owned in the city. According to the Omaha World Herald, Chirogen LLC of Lincoln, Nebraska purchased a tax lien for the abandoned church at a tax sale in 2012. J.L. Spray, the GOP chairman, was listed in Iowa state records as the company's president. The city later described the church as dangerous with a sagging roof and broken windows, and it wanted Spray to pay to have it demolished. Spray, an attorney in Lincoln, became Nebraska's GOP chairman in 2013. He steps down this month at the end of his two-year term. He said it was the city's responsibility to cover the cost of the demolition and has said that information provided by Montgomery County during the tax sale made it appear as though the building was in better shape than it actually was. A court order last year authorized the city to tear down the church, built in 1890, on a 5,040-square-foot lot at 5th and Hammond Streets in Red Oak. A contractor demolished the building last August and billed the city $19,000. The city sued Chirogen to recoup its costs. Last week, Spray offered to pay $10,000 and to deed the property to Red Oak, according to the city. And this week, the city council voted 3-0 to accept the offer. Mayor Bill Billings said the city plans to put the property up for auction. Police in Red Oak say a woman distracted by a police and/or rescue situation happening nearby backed her vehicle into a parked vehicle Thursday evening. 55-year-old Wilma Dykes of Red Oak was backing up to a legally parked 1998 Dodge Stratus but wasn't paying attention to how close she was. Her 2007 Kia Sorento collided with the Dodge, causing a total of $2,500 damage. The accident happened at around 7:25 p.m. near the intersection of Grimes and 6th Streets in Red Oaks. Dykes was cited by police for failure to have a valid driver's license. A Page County man was arrested early Thursday morning on drug and alcohol charges. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said 43-year-old Mark Andrew Devine of College Springs was taken into custody at around 1:50 a.m. following a traffic stop in the 1100 block of South 16th Street in Clarinda. Devine was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and OWI drugged or alcohol-related. He was booked into the Page County Jail and held on $1,000 bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Police in Glenwood report 35-year-old Kerry Thomas of Glenwood was arrested Wednesday on an assault charge. Thomas was being held in the Mills County Jail on $300 bond. A woman from Ames has been promoted to become the first woman in a management position for the Iowa Army National Guards Unit in Council Bluffs. Lieutenant Alicia Bauman was promoted to captain last month, making her the first female primary staff officer in the history of the Council Bluffs unit. Bauman began training earlier this week at Camp Dodge. Major James Abrams, the officer in charge of the Council Bluffs Armory, says Bauman proved that she's capable of taking on the new role throughout her 7 years in the Guard. He said having Bauman in a managerial role brings a different perspective to an Army infantry battalion. Bauman says the promotion has been both a thrill and an honor. A public hearing will be held Monday night in Atlantic with regard to the proposed 2015-16 certified budget for the Atlantic Community School District. The district's fiscal year 2016 budget, which amounts to $6,512,112, is a little more than $226,000 more than last year's fiscal budget of $6,286,023. The school district's levy will increase from $14.91 per $1,000 valuation in FY 2015 to $15.22 per thousand for FY 2016. During the hearing, which begins at 7:30 p.m. in the high school media center, the school board will allow patrons of the district to speak briefly for or against the budget. Later on in the meeting, the board will take action on approving the FY 2016 budget, along with the first readings of a couple of board policies, the 2015-16 fee schedule, and summer 2015 capital projects. In other business, the Atlantic School Board Monday will act on approving volunteer coaches, any resignations to come before them, and ratifying the non-certified employees' 2015-16 tentative agreement. Prior to adjourning for the evening, the board will hold a closed session to perform an informal evaluation of Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.